I'm Eric Harley with the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now, Tom Buskey from Tough Tested. Tom, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Eric. I'm well. Great to be here. How are you?
I'm doing great. What Good. A great show. And you guys have something very special not only are you showing it off here at the Mid-America Show, but you're also going to be taking it on the road and showing it off in other places, I understand. Tell us about this truck that Four State Trucks did for you guys.
Sure. So we call it the Tough Tested Power Sled.
Yeah.
And we're co-sponsoring it with Brian Martin and the guys over at Four State Trucks.
Yeah.
And with George and Wendy Parker behind the wheel for the season. And we're pretty excited about it. So it's kind of a branded truck.
Yeah.
We're highlighting Brian's amazing talents at customization.
Right.
And, you know, George and Wendy are just near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah.
And we're putting the truck on the road and starting here with Matt's. Mm-hmm. And we're doing the truck show circuit for the year. Culminating pretty much at the August at the Gats show.
Yeah.
But possibly some beyond that too. So we're really excited about it. You know, getting Tough Test out in front of the drivers, showing off the amazing truck.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to a lot of fun events surrounding that truck this year.
Yeah. Now there's also a rat rod. Now is this going to be coupled with the truck when it's on the road always, or?
Yeah, so we've got a little rat car that was built on, off the platform loosely of a 1926 international pickup. And it's just a real cool little rusted out thing. And
yeah,
so they're building, Brian and crew are building some custom rails on the back.
Right.
We don't have a trailer on the truck.
Yeah.
So they extended the rails of the Freightliner and they're putting the rat on the back and that'll be in tow to all these shows, and it's been creating a lot of attention out there. It's a cool little buggy. So
yeah, it's really cool to see this. But you know, it's you know, with George and Wendy being such great ambassadors for the brand, you know, this is Tough Tested having a little fun and doing something really cool, making it an event where you know you can hang out, you can check out the new products while you're there. This is really I love this idea because. You know, there's nothing wrong with this kind of, you know, truck and this kind of cool thing out there. It's just, to me, the best, kind of promotion and really, you know, giving drivers just a minute to kind of look at something cool, you know.
Exactly.
Love this. So what are those new products that you guys, have out there? Because that's the idea. Everybody's coming around. You also have your products available for them to check out. What do you got out there?
Well, we were working on a couple of days ago a Tough Tested snowblower because we we sort of needed it here at the show.
Yeah, no joke.
But yeah, I think we talked last time about the emergence of the new charging platform, which is the Type C.
Right.
So we've got some new products here at the show that kind of surround that Type C charging platform. Kind of our premier product here is what we affectionately call Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And this is a 24,000 milliamp solar battery bank and charger. It's got the fast charging of Type C in and out.
Right.
Which that's the cool thing about Type C is it's bidirectional as far as power.
Right.
And so it's a really cool piece. It'll charge your phone 8 to 10 times, 0 to 100. It'll charge it up fast if you've got the Qualcomm chip in it. So we've been getting a lot of attention, having a lot of fun with the name of this thing too. And
yeah, no joke.
It's a big old brick. I know they can't see it on the radio.
Right. So imagine the other Tough Tested chargers that you might have, roughly the size of a cell phone, a smartphone. So this would be larger and a little bit longer, a little bit thicker. So certainly though, a great tool to have out there. I mean, I travel. With my stuff, I have one of the older chargers, in fact, in my pack, so that I can on the plane keep it charged. But certainly for drivers or anyone that's out there working, and then also maybe in a situation where maybe they don't have power, they've certainly got this option here to keep communications going, keep those devices charged.
Sure, and certainly with the way the weather has been lately, just more extremes, and when you're knocked out of power for a few days, you know, your cell phone is your lifeline now.
Yeah, no joke.
You know, for communication and for letting everybody know that you're okay.
Yeah.
This will actually charge some of the new Type-C laptops as well.
Wow.
So the MacBook Pro, the Google Chromebook.
Yeah.
So as laptops migrate to Type-C charging as well, we'll come along with products that'll help to power up your laptop remotely as well.
Right, yeah.
And drivers are really digging it. I mean, we hear all the time that drivers have access to power all the time. They don't like power banks.
Yeah.
We see differently when we meet with drivers.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. What else you got that you're showing off?
Yeah, so I brought along one of the new Type-C charging cables.
Okay.
You know, the the micro charging platform is inherently weak. The tip is really, really weak. And it's got some little pins that if you don't put it in the right way, they wear down. And eventually it becomes frustrating and the cable falls out. Mm. The new Type-C platform, you can see here, I've been showing it to drivers a lot. It's a much more robust connector.
Yeah.
It goes in either way, so you don't have to worry about plugging it in the wrong way and wearing down the port. Data transfer rates are much higher. Like I said, it can have power back and forth. You can see the gauge of the wire. Well, you can see.
Yes. Yes.
Much thicker than the standard cables. But there's also something important about Type-C is there's a certification process like Apple has with their Lightning. And it's very important with Type-C cables that they look for the certification mark.
Okay.
There's a lot of power handling capability with Type-C platform. And there was a lot of early less expensive, shall we say, Type-C cables that were torching devices, melting them down.
Wow.
So you have to look for the certification marks. All of our Type-C cables are certified. So something drivers should be aware of.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, I can buy one for off the counter for $10.
Right.
You know, why do I have to pay $30 for a tough-tested cable?
Yeah.
The certification is important. You spend $1,000 on your phone. You want to protect your data.
Certainly. Think of, taking those Christmas lights outside, in December and plugging them in with that cheap little extension cord.
Yes.
You want to get the heavy duty one. You want to get the right one. You certainly, as you said, want to protect that device. And also, as you mentioned, the data transfer is a lot better.
Yes.
So with that improvement too, it's going to work for you better and it's going to last a lot longer.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, those pins wear down, when you look at the micro USB ports, they just become, and that's sometimes, that can be the end of the phone.
It can be.
The device, it's like, okay, it's gone. There's really no way to fix it. Or you just have to deal with it and it becomes unreliable.
Yes.
Because if you slightly move it this way or that way, all of a sudden it's not charging and then you got a dead phone.
Yeah.
So, what else you got?
So, this is another one of our Type-C cables, a shorter version, the 6 foot. So we're doing them in our 6 foot, our 8 foot, and also our 10 foot coiled.
Yeah.
We're working on some wireless charging products that'll be out a little later this year, some new audio products, another new Bluetooth speaker,
right.
And of course more Type-C as the power handling capabilities go up. You'll need more powerful chargers and power bricks for laptops and other appliances eventually down the road. So
nice. Where can folks follow along to look at the truck, to see the truck, where George and Wendy are going to take it next?
So we're working on getting an interactive map out there. I know that we're working with you guys at Red Eye as well to kind of let people know where the truck is going to be.
Good.
But we'll be publishing that out probably on our social media.
Okay.
Toughtested.com. We're rebuilding and launching the early part of April, so we'll have a whole new website experience out there.
Nice.
Which we're really excited about. We've been working on it a long time. And so a lot of exciting things this year and trying to do, as always, do things a little differently and give back to the drivers and try to develop products that really help them and
hopefully
last a long time.
That's what it's all about. You guys have always been that. That's the mission statement. Tough Tested says a lot, says it all, but really it's the work, it's the products that are the durable products out there for the conditions that drivers have to endure out there on the road. As you mentioned, weather can get crazy. You can lose power. You can be in a situation where it's just not, the optimum situation for communications or whatever it might be. And at that point, you're going to need something that's there for you. And this is what I hear back from drivers is, I need something that's going to be reliable. It has to work. And that's, what it's all about. You go for the cheaper fix. And it's just a matter of time. It's almost when you buy it, I think a lot of people in the back of their mind know it's temporary. So, certainly you want to find the right product and you want to find the right product for the job. So that's what it's all about at Tough Tested. So go to the website, check it out. We'll be very active in promoting the truck where it's going to be very, very soon. And I know that George and Wendy are going to do a great job. They're terrific ambassadors. I know the drivers love them. I follow them on social media and have for a long time. So it's great seeing their stories. I think they're really good. They're positive people for the industry, and certainly, as I said, great ambassadors for Tough Tested. I'm going to let you get back out there in the cooler weather out there. Not as bad as it was over the last couple of days. I think it's warming up out there today. But Tom, thank you so much as always. Great talking to you, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Likewise, Eric. Always a pleasure.